July 25th through 31st. Esther. Thou art come for such a time as this. How well do you know your class members? Try getting to know one class member better each week. This will help you consider their needs as you prepare to teach. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 7. Invite sharing. Class members could share with someone sitting nearby something the Spirit taught them, something they have come to understand better, or something they like into their lives as they read the book of Esther. Then a few of them could share with the entire class. Teach the doctrine. Esther. The Lord places us in situations where we can bless others. Members of your class may have looked for ways the Lord made it possible for Esther to save the Jews, as suggested in this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Individuals and Families. Invite them to share what they found. Or you could look for a few examples together. See Esther, chapter 2, verses 21 through 23, chapter 3, verses 10 through 14, and chapter 4, verses 14 through 16. What can we do to recognize the hand of God in our lives? The statement by Elder Neil L. Anderson in Additional Resources contains an answer to this question. To help members of your class think about how the Lord has prepared them for such a time as this, invite them to read Esther chapter 4, verses 10 through 17. How might Mordecai's words to Esther have helped her make the decision to defend her people? Just as God placed Esther in a position where she could save the Jews, what are some situations He places us in so we can bless others? How can we become better instruments in His hands? Reading the statement by Sister Virginia U. Jensen in Additional Resources might inspire class members to think of times when they felt they were instruments for the Lord. Ask them to share their experiences as guided by the Spirit. Esther chapter 4. Fasting demonstrates our dependence on the Lord. You can use Esther 4 to discuss the blessings that come from fasting. You might have a class member review the events that led Esther and the other Jews to fast. Why did they choose to fast? Why do we choose to fast? You may want to review together some additional scriptures about fasting, such as Isaiah 58, verses 6 through 12, and Matthew 4, verses 1 through 4, chapter 17, verses 14 through 21. See also Guide to the Scriptures, Fast, Fasting, scriptures.churchofjesuschrist.org. Perhaps you or a few class members could share experiences that demonstrate how fasting brings the Lord's power into our lives. Esther chapter 3, verses 1 through 11, chapter 4, verses 10 through 17, and chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. Doing the right thing often requires great courage. The accounts of Mordecai and Esther courageously standing for righteousness can inspire class members to have courage to do the right thing. You could invite half of the class to read about Mordecai, see Esther chapter 3, verses 1 through 11, and the other half to read about Esther, see Esther chapter 4, verses 10 through 17, and chapter 5, verses 1 through 4. If they were here today, what might Mordecai and Esther say to encourage us when it is hard to do what is right? Class members could also share situations when they have had to act courageously. You could show the video, Courage, see churchofjesuschrist.org, or invite the class to sing or read the words of a song about standing for truth, such as Do What Is Right, see Hymns number 237. Then discuss what the video or song teaches about having courage. Additional resources. The Hand of God. Elder Neil L. Anderson taught, quote, Sometimes we can see the hand of the Lord in the lives of others, but wonder, how can I more clearly see His hand in my own life? As you keep the commandments and pray in faith to see the Lord's hand in your life, I promise you that He will open your spiritual eyes even wider, and you will see more clearly that you are not alone. End quote. See Thy Kingdom Come, Ensign or Liahona, May 2015. For such a time as this, Sister Virginia U. Jensen taught, quote, I do not believe that you and I are here at this unique time by accident. I believe that, like Esther of old, we are come to the kingdom for such a time as this, when our influence, our example, our strength, and our faith may stand as a bulwark against the rising tide of evil that threatens to engulf our homes, our families, and our loved ones. End quote. See Creating Places of Security, Ensign, November 1997. Improving Our Teaching. Go to the Scriptures first. The Scriptures should be your primary source for your study and preparation. Don't forget that the words of modern prophets complement the standard works and are also Scripture. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, pages 17 through 18.